Hello?
Oh.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yes.
Are you 18 years old?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Hello?
Inflation.
Inflation? Okay, give me one second. Yes, it's the first one. Now, what is the most important of or pressing global environmental issue for you?
Climate change.
Climate change? Okay, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I say the same thing, I guess, climate change.
Climate change, okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, medical manufacturing. Do you think it's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. What about refining?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Agriculture and farming?
Good.
Electric utilities?
Good.
Forest products?
Good.
And the last one, mining.
Fair.
Fair, okay. Thank you so much. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, environmental groups. Do you think they do an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or a poor job?
Fair.
And what about U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
County land departments?
What was that?
County land departments.
Oh. Good.
Good. Forest and timber industries.
Good.
And the last one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. And thank you for helping me tonight. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
Very, okay. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will play a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
I say somewhat significant.
Okay. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
Probably fewer.
Fewer. Okay. Thank you. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in 1970s?
Yes.
Will there be more, fewer, or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future, or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative impact.
Negative, okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, some forest land and currently is set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yeah, no.
No, okay. Now, we're almost finished. Thank you for helping me again. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No. Okay. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
No. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, lodgers, truckers, and saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forests to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component of the Minnesota state economic, or is a fading component to the Minnesota state economic?
I say significant.
Significant, okay. Now, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment, operators, and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose use the state of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers for to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment. It is forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certifications, training and operation and equipment use in either timber, harvesting, or forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin is investing creates public-private efforts to address forest industry and workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities of the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment and support of its economic forest industries? Will you support or oppose to that?
I support.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and list several components of the program. And after each one, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Increase the number and add diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed. The forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minor communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
With work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities the forestry workers' jobs provide. Will you support or oppose to that?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
2-year technical school.
Technical school. Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age?
69.
Okay, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay. Now, is your annual house income $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $900, I'm sorry, $9,900 to $9,000 or $100,000?
75, whatever it was there.
75? Okay. Do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative, okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Are you a manufacturing business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or a business owner, business management or administration, or a retired, a homemaker, student, or not employed?
Agriculture.
Agriculture. Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male, female?
Male, I guess.
Male. Okay, so that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. This means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a great week, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your night.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.